All right, thank you, Dr. Worley. My name is Ross Braun, and today I'm going to be talking about enhancing the winter aesthetics of zoysgrass in the transition zone with colorants. And this is one of three colorant studies I conducted at Kansas State for my master's research. So the transition zone, and you've probably heard about it, but the transition zone is what this zone in the United States that we refer to in the turfgrass industry, marked here by this orange overlay, which is kind of a loosely bound zone stretching from Maryland down the East Coast over to Kansas. So majority of Kansas is in the transition zone. And in the transition zone, both warm season C4 grasses and cool season C3 grasses are grown, which can make it difficult for turfgrass managers. The warm season C4, they get these names C4 and C3 due to warm season grasses having more efficient CO2 fixation cycle, so they have more superior heat tolerance, lower water requirements, and lower fertilizer and pesticide requirements compared to cool season grasses. However, some of the drawbacks with warm season grasses is that some have a poor cold tolerance, but my species I'm focusing on today is zoysgrass, which is shown to have better cold tolerance compared to other warm season species. But with the drawback of zoysgrass in the transition zone due to the onset of colder temperatures in the winter is they have this well-defined dormancy period where they have a straw brown color up to 5 to 6 months, whereas the cool season C3 grass will have a dark green color 1 to 2 months longer into the fall, and then they'll green up earlier in the spring 1 to 2 months earlier compared to the warm season C4 grass, which will have a straw brown color longer. So here's just a quick example of a picture taken in late autumn over in Missouri, which is in the transition zone. And you can see the two species here on the left, buffalo grass and zoysgrass, two warm season species, already have that straw brown color, where the tall fescue on the right has that dark green color 1 to 2 months longer in the fall, as I mentioned, and then it'll have 1 to 2 months longer earlier in the springtime. So one solution to providing green color to warm season grasses in the transition zone or in the southern United States is using turfgrass colorants. In some past research with turfgrass colorants, colorants have shown to provide acceptable turf color at golf course putting green heights on Bermuda grass and zoysgrass. Also, colorants have shown by increasing application volume, you can increase the turf color intensity, the dark green color up to 11 to 15% by doubling the application volume. And colorants have also shown to enhance turf canopy and soil temperatures, which could possibly increase spring green up with the warm season grasses coming out of dormancy in the springtime. However, research is lacking with looking at colorants on a higher mode turf height, such as home lawn height or a golf course rough height. And then also research is lacking looking at the differences between application volumes and the durations with possibly increasing application volumes with these turf grass colorants. So with that, the objectives of my study, I wanted to evaluate the effect of colorants at three application volumes applied on lawn or golf course rough height zoysgrass, looking at the persistence of color through the winter dormancy period, and then also looking at it, these colorants, could they possibly influence spring soil or canopy temperatures at this higher mode turf height. So our hypothesis is, could we possibly increase the duration of acceptable color that these colorants are providing by increasing the application volumes? So this was a field study that was conducted October 2013 through May of 2014, and we conducted it at two different sites in Manhattan, Kansas, and down in Hayesville, Kansas, which is south of Manhattan, Kansas. And the turfgrass we conducted this on was dormant Chisholm zoysgrass at a 6.4 centimeter height, and our experiment design was a randomized complete block design with three blocks. For our treatments, we looked at three different colorants, green longer, endurant, and wintergreen plus. And green longer and wintergreen plus in past research has been shown to provide acceptable green color at both putting green height on Bermuda grass and zoysgrass. Endurant is a fairly new product on the market, which not much research has been done. So each of the three colorants were applied at three different application volumes, a low rate of 748 liters per hectare or 80 gallons per acre, a medium rate at 1,497 liters per hectare or 160 gallons per acre, and a higher rate, which is three times the low rate at 2,245 liters per hectare or 240 gallons per acre. And each of the three application volumes were mixed in a dilution of a 1-to-6 dilution of colorant to water ratio. So you can see the total colorant applied for each spray application volume. In our design, we also included untreated zoysgrass control, which received no colorants. And then we included a tall fescue C3 control, which this tall fescue cool season grass is one that's commonly used in Kansas for cool season, for home lawns. It's a cool season grass. We wanted to compare our colorants to a cool season grass that's grown in the vicinity for home lawns. The colorants were applied using an electric backpack sprayer, which is calibrated to deliver a constant 1.1 liters per minute. And we applied the colorants on October 11, 2013 in Manhattan and October 24, 2013 in Hazel, Kansas, roughly 2 weeks later. We applied these colorants when there was roughly 15 to 20% green color remaining in the turf grass blades on a visual rating. For data collection, we collected visual turf color on a two-week interval, visually on a 1-9 scale. We also monitored canopy temperatures and soil temperatures starting in the springtime. And then we also looked at dark green color index using a digital photographs under an artificial light box. But just for time restraints today, I'm going to be talking about the results of the visual turf color. For data analysis, data was subjected to a two-fold nested analysis of variance using SAS 9.2. And our two factors in the design were application volume nested within colorant and then the main effect of colorant. Our treatment differences were separated using Fisher's protected least significant difference test of a P of 0.05. So before we get into the results, I just want to show you how these, once the colorants were applied, and then how the duration of acceptable color over time, so you can see what I'm talking about with these colorants through the results. So here's October 10th, 2013, the day before we applied the colorants with the Zoys at the Manhattan site with 15 to 20% green color remaining in the Zoys grass blades. And here's October 11th, 2013, zero WATs weeks after treatment. So this is our initial starting point. We had just applied the colorants. And right away we noticed there were differences between the three colorant products we were looking at with Endurant and Green Longer having a more dark green color compared to Wintergreen Plus having a more bluish green, teal green color. Now here's December 18th, 2013, 10 weeks after we applied these colorants. And we've started to see some of the colorants fade, with the lower volumes reaching acceptable color at a 6 scale, which I'll get into here in the results. February 24th, 20 weeks after treatment, and by this time the higher volumes, the 3 times the rate of the low volume, started to reach the baseline acceptable color on a 6 rating, whereas the lower and the mid volumes had already dropped below acceptable color. And then here's April 25th, towards the end of the study, 28 weeks after treatment. You can see the other grass grown in the vicinity is all cool season grasses. That C3 grass is already greened up in the springtime, whereas the untreated Zoys grass around my study has not even started to green up in the springtime, and my colorants have faded after 28 weeks. So on to the results. First, looking at the effect of colorant application volumes on turf color, I'm going to set this first graph here, and the three graphs following it for each colorant product are set up the exact same way. On the y-axis, we have our turf color on a 1 to 9 scale, 1 equaling straw brown color, and 6 being acceptable green color. That's our baseline for acceptable color, 9 being dark green color. On the x-axis, we have our rating dates, and then below that, in parentheses, we have our weeks after treatment. So you can see on October 11th, represented by the black arrow, is our initial starting point when we applied these colorants. And then on each date, we have our means separated. And then with the brown line is the untreated Zoys grass control. And on each of the same three graphs, it's the same, where before we applied these colorants, it was on a rating of 3 and then dropped down to 1 throughout the remainder of the study, having no green color. With the light blue line is our tall fescue C3 control. And that had acceptable green color up until December 6th with the onset of cooler winter temperatures. And then with that, it lost color and dropped below acceptable color for 18 weeks until warmer temperatures returned in the springtime and it returned back to above acceptable color. So first, looking at green longer, we have our purple line representing the high rate, the red line representing the medium rate, and the yellow line is the lower rate. And you can see all three application volumes with green longer provided acceptable color, significantly higher color than the tall fescue C3 control while it was under acceptable color for those 18 weeks. With the higher volume, we had acceptable a duration of acceptable green color with green longer up to 24 weeks after treatment. However, the medium and low volumes acted similarly up to about December 18th, 10 weeks after treatment. They had acceptable color for only 10 to 14 weeks of acceptable color. So there's quite a bit of difference in green longer between the high volume and the medium to low volumes. Next, looking at Endurant. Here, all three application volumes had significantly higher color than the tall fescue C3 control when it was below acceptable color for those 18 weeks. And the difference between Endurant and Green Longer, however, was the higher volume and the medium volume represented by the purple and the red lines, acted similarly, with the higher volume again having acceptable color for up to 20 weeks, whereas the medium volume only had acceptable color up to 16 weeks. Again, though, with Endurant at the low volume, compared with like Greenlager at the low volume, it had acceptable color for only 10 to 12 weeks of acceptable color. Next, looking at Wintergreen Plus, the third color we looked, we monitored. And again, all three application volumes had significantly higher color than the Tall Fescue C3 control. However, again, with the higher volume represented by the purple line, we had acceptable color up to 20 weeks after treatment. The medium volume had acceptable color up to 16 to 18 weeks. And the low volume, again, like Greenlager and Endurant, only had acceptable color for 10 to 12 weeks. So just an example, February 24th, 20 weeks after treatment, this was a pivotal point in the study where, as you can see by the two purple boxes with Greenlager and Endurant, that's our highest volume of 2,245 liters per hectare. And this is at 20 weeks, this is where the high volumes started to reach, drop down to that rating of 6, which was acceptable color. Had not reached below acceptable color though yet. Whereas the yellow and red boxes, which is the red is the medium volume and yellow is the lower volume, had below acceptable color by 20 weeks after treatment. So in summary, we saw there was visual differences in the type of green color among products, with the Endurant and the Greenlager having a more dark green color when they were applied, and the Wintergreen Plus having a more bluish green teal color. However, we saw acceptable turf color duration for each application volume was similar among products, with the application volumes at that low rate having acceptable color for 10 to 14 weeks of acceptable color, the medium volume having acceptable color for 10 to 8 weeks, and then the highest volume having acceptable color of 20 to 24 weeks of acceptable color. So in conclusion, we saw for the turf grass manager in the transition zone, applying these colorants at a higher mode turf, such as a home lawn, is a viable option, especially using a backpack method sprayer. However, it would make more economic sense to apply at a lower volume or a medium volume instead of the high volume, and you'll get on average where we saw only 4 weeks difference between application volumes. And in turn, by applying at that lower volume, you're going to save money using less product and water when applying. So with this future research at Kansas State, we've also looked at applying colorants at different mowing heights, such as fairway height, and looking at different products, and also applying on different warm season grasses such as buffalo grass and other types of zoysia grass. And then we're also, other researchers at Kansas State are looking at using colorants in combination with Roundup, and then looking at these colorants applying traffic and seeing the effects of traffic on colorants. With that acknowledgments, I'd just like to thank Kansas State and on the Turfgrass team at Kansas State, Kansas Turfgrass Foundation, and the Heart of America chapter of the Gulf Coast Superintendents Association for funding. Any questions? Okay. Yep. So the question was, when evaluating these colorants more towards the end of spring, how can you, the difference between the window of unacceptable color compared to the Tall Fescue Cool Season C3 control? So we saw the Tall Fescue C3 control return to above acceptable color there by beginning of April with the onset of warmer temperatures, whereas these colorants were already dropped below acceptable color by March 26th or before that. So there is that window, and one possible option would to be come back in and possibly make a sequential midwinter application, which we've looked at in other research at Kansas State, instead of just applying once, where then you will have that gap in the springtime of unacceptable color while the cool season grass is acceptable.
I think we'll have to save any more questions until after our next talk. So.
All right, thank you.
Thanks a lot.